from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. What's Cooking, brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. We have a source off here.
Oh, source off.
Oh, my God. Jordan Schultz is sourcing off with Pony. Pony reporting the deal is all but done, that Ayuk is coming to Pittsburgh. And what does Jordan Schultz say?
Here's the full tweet from Jordan Schultz. Sources. There is still no, easy for me to say. Sources. There is still no deal between the 49ers and Steelers on a trade that would send wide receiver Brandon Ayuk to Pittsburgh, per multiple sources. The two sides have spoken. They continue to speak, and the situation remains fluid. Schultz says, as of this post, there is no agreement on all sides.
All right. Well, Pony said it wasn't done either, that they still had to dot the I's, so to speak.
Correct.
But it's still somewhat of a source off, is it not?
What Pony said is the trade is in place. I think it's just a matter of getting the very final details worked out. It's a verbal agreement. He's coming here. It's a done deal. So there's the final details, which is probably like, I don't know, maybe a difference between a third and a fourth round draft pick.
Well, I don't know.
Something like that, or a medical.
I don't know. Assuming that's why I'm always leaving it out here, that it's not the case. I have to, based on my own experience. Brian Batko of the Post-Gazette. You can read his stuff at postgazette.com. He's on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. What do you make of this source off? What do you make of this whole situation, Dr. Batko?
Well, Joe, both Pony and Jordan Schultz are very nice men. It's like a family fight. I don't want to get in the middle of it. I don't have any reason to doubt either of their reporting, and I think at this point I'm past 50-50 on thinking Ayuk is going to make it here. But with as many twists and turns as this soap opera has had in the last, 48 hours, I feel like we should all just be a little bit patient in terms of a hard and fast confirmation on anything.
If they don't have to give up a first rounder, is this a deal that you would do?
Probably, but I'm still skeptical of the extension that the Steelers would give Ayuk. I mean, I think he's a good player, but I don't know that I think he's a top 10 receiver in the league, and I mean, probably top 15, but man, I've just never been one to think just because the Joneses are throwing money around the one position or in one offseason that you need to do the same thing.
If he did come here, what would it mean for Pickens?
I think there might maybe have to be some ego massaging done by Mike Tomlin, but I mean, he's been in that position before. I imagine there were a lot of headaches over the last couple of years with George Pickens and Deontay Johnson. coexisting. Not saying they didn't get along with each other, but I think it probably created some tension and turmoil just internally with targets and who's open, who should be getting thrown to, who's producing. And then when you add in the financial layer of this, that would be another dynamic. You know, it's one thing for guys to fight over who's the alpha in the room or the perceived number one. But when one guy's salary is saying something close to $30 million a year and the other guy's on his rookie deal, I mean, that can get thorny too, I imagine.
Brian Batko of the Post-Gazette. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. The Chevy summer drive continues at Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms, conditions at sunchevy.com. High of 82 today with cloudy skies. All right. There's a lot of national media noise about Justin Fields and the impression he has made. What do you make of this? If not Fields replacing Russell Wilson before the season, has he at least put it in their minds through this sort of unexpected audition that he's getting all summer that they may want to go to him earlier than they would have to replace a struggling Russell during the season? Like, what kind of impression? What importance is this?
I think the way you put it in your mailbag was good, Joe. I mean, I feel like the leash is getting shorter by virtue of what Justin Fields has been able to do. I happen to think he's making a very good impression on coaches, on teammates, on us in the media who are watching him every day. And I think a lot of us, I mean, it sort of got a little silly with the aggregation and, you know, stuff attributed to people, reporters, about how he looked in the spring, inaccurate, overwhelmed, that kind of thing. I haven't seen that at all in camp. He looks really sharp. He's more decisive, it seems, by the day, just about. And, yeah, I mean, this is trending in a good direction, I think, for Fields. And I'll tell you this today, Joe, while not keeping an eye on Ayuk watch and just paying attention to practice, I don't know if it's a factor of Russ's calf issue still and working him back slowly, ramping him up little by little. But today looked like what an actual NFL quarterback competition would look like. I know you always ask that when you get into it. Like, how do you even go through that this time of year with only so many practices? But it was kind of Russ for two reps, Fields for two reps, Russ back in, Fields back in, both working with the starters, both working with the second team. I just think that's interesting and something to keep an eye on as we go forward.
Obviously, that's a giant storyline going into the first preseason game. Give me two or three more in your mind, Brian.
Oh, man. I think the receivers are going to continue to be one if and until this trade happens. I mean, they've looked good to me as well. Russ said today after practice, they've been lights out making plays. I would say Tomlin was not as bullish in his praise of them this morning. I mean, he basically just gave the old, yeah, these guys are working really hard. They're really mature, the intangibles. High floor, that kind of thing. But if they make some big plays against different jerseys Friday night, I'll be impressed. And then I think, of course, the other one, I'm going to stick with the offense because I've been saying since the start of camp, Steelers defense in 2024, we're not going to learn much about them this time of year. They don't have much to prove this time of year because of the makeup of that group. But the rookie O-linemen will really get their opportunity to show what they can do at 7 p.m. against the Texans. I think Mason McCormick might be the only one in the starting lineup because Isaac Seumalo is not going to play at left guard. So what does he do in there against the Texans first-teamers? And how do Troy Fautanu and Zach Frazier acquit themselves? Because I think their arrows are both pointing up lately in practice as well.
Left to right, the starting offensive line for the season opener, in your opinion?
All right, I'm going to stick with what I had coming into Latrobe from left to right. Broderick Jones, Isaac Seumalo, Zach Frazier, James Daniels, Troy Fautanu. I feel less good about it, but I'm still going to stick with it.
Can we do a fast game of free association? Before camp is over, when's the first round of cuts?
Well, there's only one round nowadays, so they keep all 90, actually 91 because of their international player. They'll keep them around until late August.
Can we do something on all 91 players next week?
Yeah, we should. That'd be fun, Joe. Let's do it. Let's get back to our old ways.
All right. We will do that next week. For now, here's a quick free association, even though you hate the name and don't think it applies. Who's going to get more touches this year, Warren or Najee?
Najee.
Everybody thinks Pat Freiermuth is headed for a big season. Do you agree?
Yes, I do.
They will have a package for Justin Fields if he's not the starting quarterback, where he touches the ball.
I'm going to say no if he's not the starter.
Cordarrelle Patterson is never going to be seen this season for the Steelers. Yes or no?
Cordarrelle Chisholm Hall. I'm going to say
is that what
no.
They're calling him?
That's what I just thought of in the moment when you said that and took me down such a dark path. I'll say no. It's a long season, but the early returns, not encouraging here.
Freiermuth gets a new contract.
Do you prefer Lonnie Patterson? Yes, I think he will.
Cam gets a new contract.
I don't think so, but I wouldn't be shocked if either him or Freiermuth go the other way.
Beanie is the starting slot corner.
Yes, beans, all the beans.
You've been impressed with him and you like him, yes or no?
Yes on both fronts, and I think his teammates are too.
Brian, you're a wonderful man. Have a great night.
You are too. Bye, Joe, and bye, Austin Bechtold.
Thank you, Brian.
See you, buddy.
See you, man.
It feels like you two really bonded out at camp yesterday.
We really did. We really did. I'm glad he didn't give us the Bellefonte snorkel.
He's a wonderful man. I'll see you tomorrow. Who knows if Paul will be here.
I won't be here tomorrow.
I won't see you tomorrow.
I'll be going to my wiffle ball trip.
Yeah. Oh, you're going on wiffle ball trip to Vermont.
The Vermont trip's tomorrow.
Good luck, buddy.
Thanks, man. I'm excited. We're playing at Little Fenway Park, Little Wrigley Field, and Little Yankee Stadium.
Oh, my God. When's the first game?
Friday at 8 o'clock. We're playing under the lights. I've always wanted to play a game under the lights.
At 8 at night?
Yeah.
Why are you going tomorrow? Practice?
But we got to drive 10 and a half hours to get there.
All right.
Plus, we're going to stop twice.
We're going to call you for a couple of updates.
That'd be great.
See you, buddy.
See ya.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.